Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, we were going to continue our heated conversation about, are you a bad fan if you're rooting for your team to get blown out in a rivalry this Saturday, but...
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling.
I don't get it. And it's so he was arrested. So was Terry Rozier, who currently plays for the Heat, right?
Yeah.
He was arrested as well. And it sounds like Terry Rozier's arrest dates back to a March 2023 incident, or at least when we were first alerted about it. The NBA was alerted to unusual betting activity related to Terry Rozier's performance in a game between Charlotte and New Orleans.
Yeah, and the reporting on Rozier is from an hour ago. The Chauncey stuff is in the last 15, 20 minutes here.
Yeah, and I know, Heather, you found something on GMA.
Well, there's not a ton of information, but this article from Good Morning America talks about how he's been charged in this illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, as well as being one of six people charged Thursday with turning professional basketball into a criminal gambling operation by using inside information to place unlawful wagers.
What, a press conference today at 10 a.m. FBI Director Kash Patel is going to announce these arrests.
So inside information, for example, could be he knows the injury report before it goes public.
Right.
Total speculation here, but I don't think it's too wild. If you're doing a poker thing and it's a mafia's kind of behind it and all that, and you lose.
You owe them.
You owe them. Hey, how am I going to get this money? Well, I'll go fix a game. That's in very broad terms, but...
Right. That's the stuff they would investigate for. I mean, it's, you're the coach. The coach controls minutes, rotations, the strategy.
Well, that's what happened before this was all legal, when you'd have an occasional point shaving thing.
Right. And so... I mean, we're obviously trying to figure out what happened. There's very little reporting on this. But to your point, I don't necessarily know that it is, or it's going to be as obvious as trying to fix the outcome of games. A lot of this comes with the prop bets, where you're trying to, and I know it for baseball pitchers, it's first pitch ball and or first pitch strike. That's where we're seeing a lot of that. I know that's, go ahead, Greg, you're going to.
I was going to say, first basket. Hey, let's run a play on pick and roll and get a big man a bucket down low to start the game.
Right, yeah. This is how we're going to start the game. And all of a sudden, coach says, well, you know what? We've got good odds of making that first basket score. So maybe I'll go put a couple bucks on it. It doesn't affect the outcome of the game unless the best play isn't that and you're going to start some other way. But that's where a lot of these come from. It's the prop bet markets.
But inside knowledge, like, you guys remember when Brady signed with the Buccaneers. So there was a large bet placed on the Buccaneers hours before, meaning somebody knew.
The scope of this, we have really no idea. But I mean, this is a huge headline. I mean, this calls into question the integrity of the sport. When you have a coach and several players that have been mentioned, the integrity of the sport has been called into question. And of course, like, people here love the guy, but this is incredibly sad. Why do this? Like, you're an NBA Hall of Famer.
Right, that's always going to be the question. You're an NBA Hall of Famer. You are the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, what, 5 years now?
Yeah, you got a big extension, too.
And so you wouldn't think it would be a money issue unless you're deep into poker debts with the mob.
And the best way for him to get cash quick would be...
Well, I don't even know if it's cash quick. That might not be what they're after. If you're in debt to the mob, I'm like, they may just be after, okay, we know you could pay us, but that's not what we want. What we want is, we want a bigger score. We want you to do this for us, and then we'll excuse your debt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to take the cash and then give it to them. He's just going to give them the...
Yeah, whatever information it is. And again, we don't know.
We don't know. This is just us trying to make sense of what is a really disturbing story. I mean, this is a guy who's he's a Detroit sports hero, Chauncey Billups.
He's an NBA Hall of Famer.
And now he's tied up with the FBI about illegal gambling.
And the fact this popped, like, what, 8:30 roughly?
Yeah.
And they got a 10 a.m. press conference prepared, and the FBI is in it. I mean, usually they have the goods.
So where does this lead? Like, if you're Adam Silver, you got to be cold sweats right now.
Well, he was quoted. We're rushing to get information here, but he was on McAfee, and they asked him about gambling, and he said he thinks there needs to be some regulations.
Especially in the prop bet markets. And I mean, I had their quotes here just a minute ago, in terms of what he said in regards to, you know, some of what is going on, cause he was on McAfee. I can't find it right now, but yeah,
is that the solution to take away player props?
I don't know what the solution is because I mean, the solution is you get rid of it. But that's not happening. They're not just going to go away. And so it's going to be a part of this. And all of the leagues have dived in head first. I mean, you were talking about some of the comments underneath some of these articles about, for information on this.
Brought to you by
FanDuel.
The big sponsors of these. Look, they're big league sponsors. They're big media sponsors. I do a podcast with one of them. I mean, like, it's well stated how much they have attached themselves to the sports space and how prevalent they are part of the sports culture. And by the way, if you're a gambler, you're mad at this because this creates false markets. I'm not betting with the same information as the guy next to me.
Right.
If he has inside info and is manipulating the market. So I wouldn't want to be betting into a prop market that isn't a level playing field. I mean, the answer is you have to uproot all of these people, treat them incredibly harshly, and ban them all, right? Anybody found guilty of this should never be allowed in the game again, because what we can't do is, one, compromise the integrity of the game first and foremost, and secondarily, if we are going to have betting and they are going to be a partner, the markets can't be false markets.
Right. And so you ask why. And here's what everybody's going to go to, and this is just one of his contracts. When you're talking about Rozier, he's in the final year of a four-year, $96.3 million contract. If he were to be able to play this year out, in 4 years, he will gross $96.3 million. And that's just for on-field performance. So I don't know that you can look at it and say, well, you know, he was just looking to make a little bit more money. Like, I don't understand that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, and what's getting flagged right now in these are the unusual prop bets, meaning large chunks of money are coming in out of nowhere in an odd situation, when usually, I think for the most part, first pitch, I mean, seriously, that's almost like betting on the coin toss in the Super Bowl. It's kind of like it's for fun, you know, and so it's a tiny bet. Well, there's probably people out there making tiny bets so they don't get flagged.
Right.
You think this isn't going on more?
No, and that's why I say a lot of it has to go with prop bets, because you are talking about, and we do reads all the time for,
yeah,
you know, next basket scorer or rebounds. And I mean, if you go back to the Jontay Porter, and he's going to be sentenced in December. I don't remember what the prop bets were, but I know it had to do with his performance and whether it was, you know, it was an over-under on total rebounds or over-under on points scored or minutes played. And I think that was part of, I think I remember that was one of the things, it was minutes played that the prop bet was. And he came up, you know, he said he was sick.
Right.
Or had an injury or something.
Yeah, got to come out of the game, coach. Yeah. It's deeply disturbing. Like, we're processing it. We'll open up the phone lines if you guys are processing it and have thoughts on it. Again, the news story from ESPN today, Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling. And a press conference is scheduled at 10 a.m. today with the FBI.
What does this do to the NBA, too? I mean, Tim Donaghy, I mean, what was that, 15, 17 years ago, something like that?
Say, yeah.
It's like, at some point...
Yeah, I mean, it raises questions to the legitimacy of everything.
Well, now and making it broader with the whole Chiefs debacle.
Sure.
You know, it's just the integrity and the purity in sports has never been in more doubt.
Yeah. I mean, are you skeptical about what you watch when you read stuff like this? We'll get the phone calls in the mix. We'll reset. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.